USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the special counsel Robert Mueller released his final report on the Russia probe over a month ago, there have been a lot of claims by Democrats that Attorney General William Barr is acting like the president's personal lawyer. Barr says in response to that,
we live in a hyper-partisan age where people no longer really pay attention to the substance of what's said, but as to who says it and what side they're on and what its political ramifications are. The Department of Justice is all about the law and the facts and the substance, and I'm going to make the decisions based on the law and the facts.
Barr speaking there in his first network interview with CBS This Morning. A judge expected to rule today on the license renewal of the only abortion clinic left in Missouri. The St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic's license expires at the end of the day, and if it's not renewed, Missouri will be the first state without an abortion clinic. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tariffs on imports from Mexico could rise to as much as 25% over the next few months, as President Trump has announced a 5% tariff on all goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico because of the number of illegal immigrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. He says the Mexican government should do more to stop it. Trump says once those tariffs take effect on June 10th, they'll increase by 5% every month thereafter if Mexico doesn't act. President Trump spoke at the Air Force Academy graduation ceremonies in Colorado yesterday, and during the course of remarks, he promoted his plan for space.
Soon having, as you know, something that I started, and it started a little slow, and now everybody's embraced it, Space Force.
The president saying that it's time to, in his words, claim the ultimate high ground. He says hopefully a space force would never be needed, but it's an example of peace through strength. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Boeing's CEO says he's sure the new 737 jet made by the company is safe. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The CEO of Boeing says he would fly his family on a 737 MAX 8 jet after testing new software after two deadly crashes. Dennis Muhlenberg telling CBS News he would put his family on the plane without hesitation. This model grounded after 346 people killed in those two accidents back in March.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency is making aid available after President Trump signed an official emergency declaration for Arkansas late yesterday. With the declaration, FEMA can now begin to help coordinate all disaster relief and provide assistance for emergency and recovery measures in 15 Arkansas counties, where rain from severe storms on May 21st began an event of historic flooding, which has culminated with the Arkansas River reaching its highest level in more than 70 years. Officials estimate the state is losing $23 million a day in economic impacts because mostly to thousands of acres of farmland being destroyed by the high water. And the force will be with thousands of Star Wars fans in California today as Disneyland's new Star Wars section finally opens to the public after years of construction and anticipation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.